No, don't fuss. Everything's okay. I just wanted to come sleep with you. What do you mean I'm a big girl? I mean, wait, yes, I am a big girl, but it's just new country, new apartment, new bed. I couldn't fall asleep. I just felt so far from home. Come on, please. You're the only piece of home I've out here. We haven't slept together since that big thunderstorm in high school, when I couldn't fall asleep without you holding me. I didn't mean it like that, pervert. You gonna move now or what? Thanks. Yeah. There's a lot on my mind, actually. I mean, how could there not be? You got a new job in a foreign country. I just lost my job. Now we're out here alone. I mean, together, but alone, you know? What? No, it's okay. I don't need a snuggle. Well, we've known each other pretty much all of our lives, right? Yeah, and remember how in middle school we were crushing hard over each other? How do you not remember? Rude. We sort of got together as freshmen. We stayed on the down low. But then, like, my dad married your mom before that year was over, and I became your sister and not your girlfriend. You started looking after me, and I was really grateful. You protected me. You were my rock. You are my rock. Something is missing. You can tell that you don't feel it too. Oh, come on. I mean, sure, we were just teenagers then, but I thought we were in love before our parents. Even if it's been a long time now. There's a promise that you made at the wedding. Yeah, that's right. You said, I promise that I'll always take care of you. And you have. But I need you to take care of something else for me. I could feel it in that kiss. You don't hate this as much as you're pretending to right now. I know you're my brother, but before that, you were my love. And as much as I enjoyed your company, I've always missed that. I've been single all these years, waiting for an opportunity. That's why I jumped at the chance to move out here with you, a place where no one knew who we are. No, that's not the only reason. Someone had to make sure you didn't get in too much trouble. I am not causing trouble. Tell me you don't love me if that's the case. Can't do it, can you? That's what I thought. I've seen that look in your eyes, like when I made you come lingerie shopping that one time. I made up the story that my friends canceled and I didn't want to be there alone. I just wanted to put on something sexy and see how you liked it. And your eyes. You wanted me. I'm wearing that teddy you really liked. The navy blue one that doesn't color much. Yeah, that's right. Easy access to, well, everything. I remember how embarrassed you looked, but you couldn't take your eyes off of me. Can you picture it? The small strips of lace barely holding my tits in, and the back leaving nothing to the imagination. If you just turn around, you stop picturing and start touching. Come on, roll over and take a look. Or maybe a little encouragement will help? You like when I press my tits into your back? Don't be shy. I guess I have to find out for myself. I told you, you can't lie. Your cock's already a little hard for me. No, that's not very nice. I even went out of my way to wear your favorite. But you're right, we probably shouldn't. Even though there's no one out here who would ever know. We don't even share last names. You could roughly pound my needy pussy all you wanted, and no one would think anything of it. I could be bent over our balcony for you, and no one would care. We're not siblings out here. Hey, don't just go turning me. Around like that. So, did you change your mind? Or was that just so I shut up? Oh, where do you think these hands are going? Are you sure brothers should be gripping their sister's ass like that? Oh, so we're not siblings anymore? Then you wouldn't mind if I pulled your cock out and started jerking it, would you? You fantasized about me wearing this, didn't you? Now you don't have to fantasize. Yeah, you like my big juicy tits in your mouth? Oh, shit. Your tongue is even better than I imagined. Don't act like you're the only ones with fantasies. Oh yes, nipple like that. Just like that. Oh, okay, not like that. Ass. I'm sorry, I'm just teasing. Let me make it up to you, okay? Just lay in your back. I've got years of blowjobs to make up for. I'll just kiss my way down your body. Well, hello, handsome. From the tip of the head, all the way down to the base. Oh, and I won't forget your balls. I can feel you throbbing while I roll your balls in my fingers. They feel so full, and I know exactly where you're going to shoot it all. You want it sloppy? Say no more. Fuck, that's so good. All our parents had to do was not get married, and this could have been us for years. You want me to shut up about them? Then make me... More. I need more. Fuck, I love you. No, I mean it. I love you. Sure, this isn't the most elegant moment, but it's probably our most pure one. Your desires, my desires, just kind of smashing into each other. Come up? Okay. What next, baby? I can call you that, right? And stop with the brother stuff. No? Why not? Oh. You kinky boy. The intense fantasy makes it more hot. Then stop talking and take me, brother. tits like this. I just can't get enough of that, can you? I don't blame you. Don't stop. The way you swirl your tongue around them, it's so perfect. Yeah, yeah, don't forget the other one, though. Don't talk with your mouth full. Try again. You want me face down? Anything for you. And the pillow under my hips. Okay. You like when I wiggle my ass like that? Ah. Oh. Have I been a bad girl, big brother? Oh, really? Then punish me. Ah. Oh. Just pull the panties to the side. Can you feel how soaked I am for you? I've been like that from before I walked in here. I was masturbating, thinking about you. Then I kind of built a court, and here we are. Now come on, bury that cock in me. Oh, fuck, that's so deep and tight. You've wanted this for all these years, too. Are you saying that just because your cock's balls deep in me right now? You never stop loving me. And you were just starting to give up when you decided to move out here. Moving away was supposed to be the last step to moving on, but then I came with you. You can't see my face, but I'm blushing hard right now. Yes, put your weight on me, big brother. I want to feel all of you on me. Yes, just keep kissing my neck. Oh yes, I like my ears, fucking like them. My sticky hot cunt is everything you hoped for. Then claim it for yourself. Fuck, just like that. Your head keeps pounding my G-spot. Please don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Yeah, you want to fuck a baby into me? Yes, big brother. That's what your sister's needy pussy wants. Fill me with that hot sticky cum. Yes, fucking grind it into me. You want to give me more? Why the fuck would I say no to that? Okay, lay on my back this time. Pull out and let me flip over. What now? Just put my legs up on your shoulders. Don't you dare go slow. Just pound me. Take that rock hard cock and pound it into me until you go limp. Oh my fuck. That's so fucking deep. I've never felt it in this deep. Don't stop. I said keep going until you're limp. One load or ten, just don't fucking stop. I'm so close, big brother. My brother's cock's gonna make me come. Please, 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 please. Don't pull out. Just stay here for now. I need to breathe for a bit. I swear you entered my cervix a few times. What are we going to tell Mom and Dad? I mean, I did want this, but how do I hide being pregnant, babe? No. Now that you're getting soft and I'm full. You're my babe. I'd be shocked if this didn't knock me up. You really think they'll understand? I doubt it. Wait, were you really hoping for this? Once you knew I was coming with you? I guess it's not a terrible idea. I've certainly heard worse. So, if they don't like it, then fuck it. Me and you in a foreign country and a new life of our own, huh? And if they're okay, then nothing changes. Either one is fine by me. As long as you stay with me. I love you too.